Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
And I sit by candlelight in my memory. Some photographs, a letter and a card you mailed to me. Every image brings a smile. Long, long time, all except your blue valentine. Who knows where love begins and how long it can endure? We only know sometimes it's magic, bitter, sweet, or pure. Always love was true, that your love was mine, until I got your blue valentine. You wrote me that love has wings, no matter what tomorrow brings. Love can fill your senses, lay down your defenses. I still want the moon and stars, laugh and hold you in my arms. Sometimes we fall by accident, sometimes by grand design. Sometimes love's a blue
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, your host, playing you the good stuff for nearly 20 years on UMFM and on your podcast machine. You can check us out at tellthebandtogohome.com. Get in touch with me anytime you like, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com on your email service, your email provider. And, you know, it's good to stay in touch, good to communicate, good to know what's going on. So, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. We kicked off the show today, as we so often do, with our patron saint, the late, great Willie P. Bennett. Of course, coming up this week, it's another Blue Valentine's Day, another sad anniversary of the death of Willie P. Bennett. But we've been doing our part here, trying to keep this music alive in spite of the many obstacles for a long, long time. And I'll do it for as long as I'm around. And then, you know, hopefully once I'm not around anymore, one of you slackers will take on the challenge of keeping Willie P, the music, going. Because we need it. We need it. We need it. I need it. That's for sure. Anywho, so Blue Valentine's Day, we'll play you some Willie P coming up later on in the program. And, you know, whatever else we can get to, we'll talk about some stuff going on and try to comfort ourselves in the face of the ongoing madness in the world and here in Manitoba. Okay. Yeah, that's enough about that. Well, you know what? We'll kick it off here, right here in the neighborhood, right here in Westwood, right here in Winnipeg. Got a tip from the research department this week about a cool song and a cool podcast. And, I want to help you to that. And, I don't want to speak out of turn, but there's a rumor that there might be an exciting show coming up here in Westwood, not in my house, but in some Joker's garage. And, I don't want to talk about it too much, but, you know, if one of the artists in this set seems appealing, you know, stand by. We'll tell you more someday. But first, from a podcast and sort of a songwriting project, I guess you could say, called Song Confessional. I'd never really heard of it before. And Terry sent this over the other day, and I checked out the song, and the song is beautiful. It features one of our faves, of course, here on the program. And then I went and listened to the podcast, and it's pretty interesting. So basically, Song Confessional, it's like this guy, he gets people to record a confessional, some sort of story, some sort of like deep secret or something. And then they tell this story, and then he gives the story to a songwriter, and the songwriter writes a song about it, you see? And it's a pretty interesting concept, really. And this particular song happens to feature our old pal Tara Lightfoot, along with a lady named Jane Ellen Bryant. And I think the song kind of speaks for itself, but the story is pretty fascinating and pretty amazing. And, you know, maybe you'll appreciate your parents a little more once you hear about these jackasses. But it's an interesting thing, and this is brand new, and I hope you like it.
Cold-hearted, reckless, throwing rocks at the innocent. It's a shame he put the blame on you. Two different hells. It's a shame you pulled your heart in two. Back and forth you go.
stories that only I can tell. Come listen to my story for a while, but be prepared, what you hear won't make you smile. Be a farmer or a preacher and look a little meeker. Don't tell anyone about your blues. Submit and obey and thank the Lord every day that you can't live a life that you choose, 'cause someone's gotta fill your daddy's shoes.
Cause in this lonesome town, we don't get around.
cause we all do just what we're told to do. Where they greet you with a frown and they judge you up and down. Welcome to the town of the blues. Gotta live your life by the rules. If you submit and obey, then you'll be okay. Living in the town of the blues. Cause in this lonesome town, we don't get around. Cause we all do just what we're told to do. Where they greet you with a frown and they judge you up and down. Welcome to the town of the blues. We'll say goodbye to a lies and wear your disguise. You'll be fine in the town of the blue. Cause in this lonesome town, we don't get around. Cause we all do just what we're told to do. Where they greet you with a frown and they judge you up and down. Welcome to the town of the blue.
Ah, that right there from Nowheresville, Saskatchewan, is Jake Vaudeland. Now, Jake is like 18 years old. He's like is handsome, charming, fabulously talented. It's kind of disgusting, really. We got a sneak peek of Jake's gifts at the Stew Dome not too long ago when the local group played there. And Jake was, he kind of stole the show, if you ask me. He was the star of the show for sure. And had us yearning. We ran out up to him afterwards and we're like, you got to come back. We got to see more. And he told us that he was coming back to play the Park Alleys on March the 12th. March the 12th. Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys at Park Alleys. Now, Park Alleys, they're doing good work down there. I know that they're good people doing good work, presenting good music. And I shouldn't judge because I haven't been there. Well, I haven't been there since like I was 10 and bowling or something. I have a feeling it's not going to be my favorite music venue in town. The food looks great. The beverages look great. The music venue does not look great. But I'm going. I'm going to go check it out. I'm willing to be proven wrong. I've got my ticket March 12th, Saturday. And it looks like tickets are still available. If you go to showpass.com, you can still snap up a $10 ticket to see Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys. Rumor has it, though, that Jake might be around the next day as well, playing in some Joker's garage. That's what I've heard. I can't confirm. I also won't deny. But you know, you might have another opportunity to see Jake. But I'd encourage you to come on down to the bowling alley and have some fun on March the 12th. It's $10. That just doesn't seem right, does it? $10 coming all the way from Nowheresville, Saskatchewan to play for $10. We heard a couple there from Jake from his two EPs from last year. We heard Town of the Blues there from No More Pain in My Heart and Be a Farmer or a Preacher from Retro Man. And before that, we heard Jane Ellen Bryant and Tara Lightfoot on a song called Somebody Was Gonna Find Out. And if you want to hear the story behind that, check out the Song Confessional podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Now, so things are opening up again. So I bought these tickets assuming that it was going to be like 50% and you're going to be wearing a mask and it was going to be safe and comfortable. And then the truckers won. The truckers won. Congratulations, truckers. You won. You're stomping your feet and whining and crying about your so-called freedom. Turns out that in Manitoba, at least, that kind of petulant, immature, selfish behavior actually pays off because you got exactly what you want. Congratulations. Good for you. Good for you. And so it turns out that that shows are returning. Actually, you know what? I should play this first. Yeah. Yeah. Shows are returning. And on the positive side, live music is going to be returning. You can check out some of the many good shows coming up at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, the Park Theater. I know chomping at the bit to get back in the game. And I'm sure the West End Cultural Center will have stuff coming up and all kinds of stuff. And that's great. That's awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I was kind of hoping that we were still going to wear masks and show our vax cards. I was fine with that, you know, because I'm not a selfish asshole. So I'm a little dismayed at the thought of not doing that. But boy, I'm getting off. I'm losing the thread here. What the hell was I going to talk about? I don't know. I know. We're gonna play you some live recorded music here. Recorded live in Winnipeg coming up in this set, and it'll be as our enticement, our encouragement to check out another important event going on in Winnipeg right now, and that is CKUW Fun Drive. Our friends over at CKUW 95.9 on the FM dial, they have a two-week fundraiser this year, trying to raise $60,000 to keep the station going. They run on a shoestring budget over there, so your donations actually help keep the station running and keep things going. And folks like Sean Burns and Stu Reed doing amazing work, and I don't know what my life would be like without those programs and all the good things that CKUW does. So I'm proud to donate to CKUW every year, and I encourage you to do the same. Check them out, ckuw.ca. You can go to fundrive.ckuw.ca or ckuw.ca/donate to check out your incentive prizes, station incentives anyway. And we'll tell you a bit about some big deal incentives coming up on Boots and Saddle. We'll play you something from Mr. Boots and Mr. Saddle coming up in this set to get you hyped. But first, you know, on the topic of stomping your feet and crying that you don't have your freedom, here's a theme song for all the truckers down at the legislature.
I don't like being told what to do. I don't know much, but this much is true. I ain't your monkey. This ain't no zoo. I don't like being told what to do. Time will take care of us all. Oh, but time ain't taking no call. I'm staying here till I finish my beer. I don't like being told what to do. Woo! Water is wet and goes downhill. Like tears on a yellow daffodil. You tell me how to live, I tell you who to screw. I don't like being told what to do. Woo!
There's a possum in the doghouse outside. I couldn't get him out, but they law I tried. Got whacked with a broom by my bride. I don't like being told what to do. When I was a baby, my mama told me, son, that's just the outlaw in you. I never liked being told what to do. I don't like being told what to do.
Andrew Neville has been delivering raw and raunchy performances of gritty country music and living in this town's been good to me. I ain't never been too bored that I had to leave. Living in this town, yeah, there's a lot of good people just hanging around. But it will sometimes feel that I should leave, well, just to see what the world can do for me. Get out of this town. Hits the ground. Well, I always dreamed of playing in a rock and roll band. Now I wish I could play for my dear old dad, but he died in this town. Well, I wonder what he'd say if he could hear me now. Why don't you take one, skinny? Left for its finest, right here, my friend.
Grant Siemens in Lost Country featuring Sean Burns from an album called Boots and Saddle, and CKUW 95.9 FM present A Night of Country Music. I was there that night, and I tell you, one of the most entertaining shows I think I've ever seen. So good, so good, so good. And I believe you can still get a copy of the deluxe edition of that record with your pledge to CKUW Fund Drive. It's the only place you can get the full Night of Country Music experience, other than being there back whenever that was, a couple of years ago. And the show features Del Barber and Franny Klein and Danglin' Dan and Jerry McIver and Skinny Dick. Skinny Dick, so good to hear Skinny Dick playing on there. You know, I'm a diehard, dyed-in-the-wool Bill Western man myself, for sure. But if I can't have Bill Western, I might as well have some Skinny Dick, for sure. We heard Town Song in there, and the Boots and Saddle theme song, and other things. Well, thanks. I should have food delivered during my radio show more often. It's a good time. Thanks, Skip the Dishes. What the hell? I get distracted when food shows up. Off the top of that, yeah, so check out fundrive.ckuw.ca, make your donation. And, oh, yeah, I didn't even mention it. Oh, Sean Burns. He's got some amazing prize packages, as usual. Bunch of great records and gift certificates and all kinds of cool things that you can win. But the grand prize is a handmade ham-tone guitar made by Jeremy Ham. Now, Jeremy Ham, besides being one of the most talented people on earth, is also a hell of a nice guy and a ton of fun to hang out with. And he happens to make some of the best stringed instruments on the planet. And I got to admit, I've coveted myself a ham-tone guitar for some time now, and everybody knows I need more guitars for my... someone with as much skill as me needs more guitars for sure. So I'm going to be making my donation and crossing my fingers that I can win myself a ham-tone guitar. And that's pretty exciting. So check it out. You know, Boots and Saddle, listening on Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on your dial, and the prize levels are all named after country music songs and singers, and it's a great effort as usual by Sean Burns. And of course, I'm sure that the King of Fun Drive, Stu Reed, will have many things planned as well. Maybe not a ham tone guitar. But I'm sure you'll have good things Wednesday on the Twang Trust, so I'll be listening to that and making my donations to both of my favorite radio shows, and I hope that you will as well. I want to play some fun covers here, including a guy who's going to be playing The Times Changed coming up in the near future with Sean Burns, actually. Sean Burns, of course, known around these parts for Lost Country, going to now be masquerading as a Hurtin' Albertan coming up. We're going to play something off Cor Blund's new covers record. But first, we also played in there a song. Oh my God. We also played in there a song by Roger Allen Wade called I Don't Like Being Told What to Do. And if you don't know who Roger Allen Wade is, well, maybe you've seen The Poor Choices a time or two, and maybe you've heard this one before.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me, teach me how to swallow pride. I took advice no fool would take. I got some habits I can't shake. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. That's the way it is in life and love. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. Up and down and down and out. I've been left and right and wrong. Well, I walk the walk and I run my mouth. Been on that short end for too long. But if they gave medals for honky-tonk wars, hell, I'd keep mine in my chest of drawers. with my IRS bills and divorce papers and all that stuff. Hell, if you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
Hi, this is Mike Mills from REM, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
The That was just a dream. That's me in the corner.
Try to fly, I fall without my wings. I feel so small. I guess I need you, baby. And every time I see you in my dreams, I see your face, you're haunting me. I guess I need you, baby.
All right, those of you who have been clogging up the inbox, bugging me time and time again to play more Britney Spears covers, you can just back off, okay? Back off. There you go. There's your Britney Spears cover of the week. From Rod Gator. Rod Gator used to be Rod Melancon, and now he's Rod Gator, and I don't know. I kind of liked Rod Melancon, maybe a little more. Now he's doing Britney Spears covers, because why not? Why not? That's every time there. Old singer-songwriter, Britney Spears classic. Before that, a kind of cool cover of Losing My Religion by our old pal Stephanie Lambring from her great record Autonomy, which is being re-released with bonus tracks. And that is one of them right there. She's firing up her own record label, I guess. And you can get a copy of that record now and stuff. And I just noticed it's reasonably priced on Amazon. As much as I hate supporting the Amazon, you know, when you see something like that for $25, you just go, okay, I guess I'll do it. Losing My Religion there from Stephanie Lambring, pretty good. Before that, we heard Corb Lund with a cover of Ian Tyson's Montana Waltz there. From Songs My Friends Wrote, bunch of cool covers coming up from Corb. And Sean Burns and the rest of the Hurtin' Albertans are heading off on tour shortly, and they'll be playing The Times Changed for a bunch of shows coming up. Not too far down the road, might have to check one of those out myself. Now that we have a ringer in the band. And also off the top, we heard Roger Allen Wade. If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. All right, friends, we'll take a quick little break, pay a couple of bills, and come back with more Tell the Band to Go Home, more good stuff. Hopefully you'll stick around and come back with us. We'll be right back.